This episode is brought to you by IVP. Would you like to learn from the triumphs and trials of Black history while also being challenged to see your personal journey within God's grand design? In his book, Grace to Overcome, Pastor Brian C. Laritz invites us on a spiritual and historical journey, interweaving the rich tapestry of Black history with profound biblical narratives. In this collection of 31 devotions, Laritz highlights powerful stories of both renowned and lesser-known figures who have shaped society. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Grace to Overcome for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 9, Plague 5, Disease. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has said. Release my people that they may serve me. For if you refuse to release them and continue holding them, then the hand of the Lord will surely bring a very terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on the horses, the donkeys, camels, the herds, and the flocks. But the Lord will distinguish between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, and nothing will die of all that the Israelites have.' The Lord set an appointed time, saying, 'Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land.' And the Lord did this on the next day. All the livestock of the Egyptians died, but of the Israelites' livestock, not one died. Pharaoh sent representatives to investigate, and indeed, not even one of the livestock of Israel had died. But Pharaoh's heart remained hard, and he did not release the people. Plague 6, Boils. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Take handfuls of soot from a furnace, and have Moses throw it into the air while Pharaoh is watching. It will become fine dust over the whole land of Egypt and will cause boils to break out and fester on both people and animals in the land of Egypt.' So they took soot from a furnace and stood before Pharaoh. Moses threw it into the air, and it caused festering boils to break out on both people and animals. The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had predicted to Moses. Plague 7. Hail. The Lord said to Moses, 'Get up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh, and tell him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has said. Release my people so that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on your very self and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with plague, and you would have been destroyed from the earth. But for this purpose I have caused you to stand, to show you my strength, so that my name may be declared in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people by not releasing them. I am going to cause very severe hail to rain down about this time tomorrow, such hail as has never occurred in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. So now send instructions to gather your livestock and all your possessions in the fields to a safe place. Every person or animal caught in the field and not brought into the house, the hail will come down on them and they will die." Those of Pharaoh's servants who feared the Lord's message hurried to bring their servants and livestock into the houses. But those who did not take the Lord's message seriously left their servants and their cattle in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, extend your hand toward the sky that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt on people and on animals and on everything that grows in the field in the land of Egypt. When Moses extended his staff toward the sky, the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire fell to the earth. So the Lord caused hail to rain down on the land of Egypt. Hail fell and fire mingled with the hail. The hail was so severe that there had not been any like it in all the land of Egypt since it had become a nation. The hail struck everything in the open fields, both people and animals, throughout all the land of Egypt. The hail struck everything that grows in the field, and it broke all the trees of the field to pieces. Only in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites live, was there no hail. So Pharaoh sent and summoned Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are guilty. Pray to the Lord, for the mighty thunderings and the hail are too much. I release you, and you will stay no longer. Moses said to him, when I leave the city, I will spread my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth belongs to the Lord. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord. Now the flax and the barley were struck by the hail, for the barley had ripened, and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they are later crops. So Moses left Pharaoh, went out of the city, and spread out his hands to the Lord. And the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain stopped pouring on the earth. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder ceased, he sinned again. Both he and his servants hardened their hearts. So Pharaoh's heart remained hard, and he did not release the Israelites, as the Lord had predicted through Moses. Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. El, God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth to come from the east and west, from Zion, the most beautiful of all places. God has come in splendor. May our God come and not be silent. Consuming fire goes ahead of him, and all around him a storm rages. He summons the heavens above as well as the earth so that he might judge his people. He says, assemble my covenant people before me, those who ratified a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his fairness, for God is judge, Selah. He says, listen, my people, I am speaking. Listen, Israel, I am accusing you. I am God, your God. I am not condemning you because of your sacrifices or because of your burnt sacrifices that you continually offer me. I do not need to take a bull from your household or goats from your sheepfolds, for every wild animal in the forest belongs to me, as well as the cattle that graze on a thousand hills. I keep track of every bird in the hills, and the insects of the field are mine. Even if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all it contains belong to me. Do I eat the flesh of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Present to God a thank offering. Repay your vows to the Most High. Pray to me when you are in trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. God says this to the evildoer. How can you declare my commands and talk about my covenant? For you hate instruction and reject my words. When you see a thief, you join him. You associate with men who are unfaithful to their wives. You do damage with words and use your tongue to deceive. You plot against your brother. You slander your own brother. When you did these things, I was silent. So you thought I was exactly like you. But now I will condemn you and state my case against you. Carefully consider this, you who reject God. Otherwise, I will rip you to shreds, and no one will be able to rescue you. Whoever presents a thank offering honors me. To whoever obeys my commands, I will reveal my power to deliver. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Healing the centurion's servant. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible anguish. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Instead, just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to the other one, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, I tell you the truth, I have not found such faith in anyone in Israel. I tell you, many will come from the east and west to share the banquet with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. but the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, just as you believed, it will be done for you. And the servant was healed at that hour. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on bedrock. When a flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the person who hears and does not put my words into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against that house, it collapsed immediately and was utterly destroyed. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for the warnings that you give us, O Lord God, when you tell us, don't go this way, turn, go in this direction. This is the way, walk in it. We thank you for the ways that you nudge us and you warn us by the power of your spirit, O God. We thank you for that. Would you help us, O God, not to be like Pharaoh, and not harden our heart when we hear the voice of the Lord speaking to us, O God. There's so many ways in which we can try to drown out the conviction that we feel within our soul and to quiet down and tamp down your voice, O Lord God, when we know that you're telling us to go in a certain direction, O God, but we want to go the other way. O God, would you help us to heed your warnings, to obey your word, to trust your leading, trust your direction for our lives, O God? Would you help us to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of your word, O God? Would you help us to truly desire to do what is pleasing to you, to glorify you in every way imaginable, O Lord? Help us, O Lord, to really show forth to the world that we actually know you by the way that we live, by the things that we do, and by the way that we treat other people, O God. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.